This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Biz Life Simplified, the program where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Now, here's your host for Biz Life Simplified, organizing expert, speaker, and university-certified executive coach, Nancy Hagan, freeing you to do what you do best.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Biz Life Simplified. Today, we're going to talk about time to process. We have the best of intentions. We mean to deal with all the stuff that comes into our office and our lives, but what happens to our good intentions? Most likely, we don't allow time, so other so-called urgent things take up our flexibility. Then we have to deal with either a crisis or a mess. How can we avoid that syndrome? We need to be realistic and allow time for the important things. We mean to go through the mail, memos, and other things that have been living in our inbox, but never seem to get around to it. Speaking of which, I knew a businessman who had a disc on his desk labeled Round to It, T-U-I-T. He thought if he finally got around to it, his desk would be organized. Well, it was amusing, but it didn't work. So we need to allow time to do the things that make a difference in our lives, to process. They're often little things. We set ourselves up for frustration and problems if we don't allow time to process, such as time after a meeting to review notes, decide on action steps, enter follow-up on our calendar, and so on. Or time after a trip to get unpacked, to sort through the mail, to get readjusted to our time zone, etc., so we don't feel so scattered or behind. Time to plan, daily, weekly, monthly, including integrating those good ideas that you intend to implement from the last seminar you attended. Time for projects. We think we need a big chunk of time and we'll get it all done, but we can get it done more easily and more reliably. You know, it's like that tortoise and hare thing. If we break it down into manageable chunks, do something each day or each week. Time to process the mail, ideally daily, but you know how life is. We may not take care of it all, but at least it will be sorted and much thrown away, and that helps in preventing overwhelm. Time to process the email, but do it in limited blocks of time. You know, a little in the morning, little at noon, little at the end of the day, or whatever it takes. At least once a week, you want to feel like you're totally cleared out, but the more often you do it, the less there is to do. And then time to read those books, papers, magazines that are piling up, if you're really interested in them. You might want to set aside 30 minutes a couple times a week or take some on the plane. And of course, get rid of the ones that you really realize just aren't that helpful or interesting. They all take time, and if you won't be happy unless they're done, you'll want to block out time in your day and your week because it won't just happen. Do yourself a favor and allow for the things that are important to you, or let them go as not worthy of your precious time. As often is the case, less is more. So what can you eliminate that is less important than being on top of the vital areas of your life? Schedule fewer activities and have time to process what's really important to you. That's it for this time. Be sure you have your 5 keys to an effective day from effectiveday.com. See you next week.
This is Biz Life Simplified, where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results. Join us each Wednesday on the EWN Podcast Network. To download the program or learn how to be a guest on the show, go to effectiveday.com/podcast. Programs are also available on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, EWN Podcast Network, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and AHA Radio. Remember, Biz Life Simplified is where you stress less, enjoy more, and optimize your time, energy, and results so you are free to do what you do best.
This is the EWN Podcast Network.